Our next part focuses on how young ones can pursue peace and what areas of their life can peace be pursued. Brother Jared Hine will deal with the subject, Pursue Peace as a Young Person.
So for all the young people in the audience, I have some Bible trivia for you. Don't worry, it's pretty easy. So who is this? We read about him in the Bible as an adult, but also as a child. As a child, he never sinned, and he never lied. Well, it's obvious, it's Jesus, isn't it? You know what else Jesus did as a young person? He pursued peace. I mean, think of the situation he was in. Would that have been easy for him? You know, he was perfect. And the scriptures tell us that he had at least 4 younger brothers and 2 younger sisters. They were imperfect. But does the Bible tell us that he would get annoyed with them and he would pick on his little sisters or beat up his little brothers? Jesus' parents, they were imperfect too. Does the Bible tell us that Jesus would talk back? Disobey them? Please turn with me to Psalm 34:14. We can imagine a young Jesus sitting in the synagogue, hearing these words of King David being read out loud. So let's see if Jesus listened. That's Psalm 34:14. Turn away from what is bad and do what is good. Seek peace and pursue it. What do you think? Did Jesus listen? You young ones in the audience, do you seek peace and pursue it? We want all the young people's attention. This information is for you. And we're going to look at 5 areas where you need to pursue peace in life. Our first area, 1, within the family. So what is the only way to have peace within the family? Well, have you ever tried driving somewhere with a flat tire? Do you ever get to your destination in that state? Again, what's the only way to have peace within the family? Each and every individual, including you children, need to work hard at achieving peace. Every tire needs to be inflated. So young ones, what part do you play in this? Well, there's a very clear command from Jehovah in Ephesians 6:2, where he says for children to honor your parents. So parents have the authority from Jehovah to exercise reasonable control over you. So I bet your parents have some rules. You know, when it comes to your curfew, homework, chores, entertainment, do you cooperate with your parents? Please turn to Proverbs 17:1. And this scripture reinforces why you children need to cooperate with your parents. Proverbs 17:1. Better is a piece of dry bread where there is peace than a house full of feasting along with quarreling. Scripture very clearly contrasts a home that is peaceful to one that is full of quarreling or fighting. You know, peace is valuable. It's something we all want. It's something we all need to be able to enjoy our lives. And young ones, if you do not cooperate with your parents, the home will not be a peaceful place. Second area, at school. Is it easy to stand out as different at school? When you see your schoolmates dating, partying, do you feel left out? The ones you go to school with, they say that happiness, freedom, peace comes from having sex and doing drugs, drinking too much. Do you believe them? And when you're pressured to get involved in these things, are you tempted? You see, what we're describing right here is negative peer pressure. It's something that is very difficult to face up to. But please remember this, our dear young ones, that these things that you're being pressured into at school, they're only things that will hurt you. They will rob you of peace. So instead, be proud to be one of Jehovah's Witnesses and stand up for what you believe. And we know that's easier said than done. But of course, God's word can help us. Do you remember the account of David and Goliath? We imagine the Israelite soldiers, there would have been a lot of negative peer pressure amongst them, probably talking to each other saying, you would be crazy to go up against that giant. Look, take a look at him. But what about David? He was just a young person at this time. Did he give in to that peer pressure? Well, we imagine David walking amongst these soldiers, hearing all that negative peer pressure, and David thought to himself, what's going on? These guys are missing the point. Who did David have confidence in? Remember when he was face to face with that giant? What he said, I'm coming against you in the name of Jehovah of armies. Sure, the sky is blue. David knew Jehovah was on his side. No amount of peer pressure was going to stop him from doing the right thing. So here's a question. Do you think Jehovah was real to David? Young ones, is Jehovah real to you? If he is real to you, you'll be proud to be one of his witnesses. And you know, the next time you're faced with that negative peer pressure, it'll still be hard, but you'll think about Jehovah and how he will help you. And at the end of the day, you'll look back to that whole situation and you'll remember you did the right thing and you'll have peace. Third area is within the congregation. Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. So we have a question going along with this scripture. Is finding wholesome friendship within the congregation always easy? Well, let's take a look at Paul's warning here in 2 Timothy 2, 20 and verse 21. Now in a large house there are utensils not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and earthenware, and some for an honorable use, but others for a use lacking honor. So if anyone keeps clear of the latter ones, he will be an instrument for an honorable use, sanctified, useful to his owner, prepared for every good work. So here, Paul is talking about the large house, which is the Christian congregation. And within it are these utensils or the Christians. Notice he said there's two types. There are honorable ones within the congregation, good association. There's also ones lacking honor, bad association. Oh, Paul wasn't holding back here either. In verse 21, did you notice what he said? He said, keep clear of the ones lacking honor. There are ones within the congregation who are living a double life. Sure, they're at the meetings, but they're really living a worldly lifestyle. Our dear young ones, keep clear. Stay away from these ones because they will only take you down spiritually with them. Instead, you need to heed Paul's advice in verse 22 of the same chapter. Paul said, so flee from youthful desires, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a clean heart. So what was Paul saying? He's saying, pursue peace with spiritually minded ones, ones who call on the Lord with a clean heart, ones who have the goal of pioneering, going to Bethel. What will be the result? Verse 21, you will also be honorable. You'll reach those fine goals. You'll have joy in life and peace of mind. A fourth area is with yourself. What does that mean? What does it mean to have peace with yourself? Well, as you grow, mature, are you always 100% confident in yourself? Well, no. You have feelings of awkwardness, anxiety, maybe feel self-conscious. At school, you do live to such a high standard, so you might not be that popular. So again, you might have feelings, well, maybe there's something wrong with me. All of these sorts of feelings that we can have growing up will rob us of peace. But how can we combat that? Remember how Jehovah views you. You may think, well, that's not good. I made mistakes. He doesn't care. That's not true. If you have a $100 bill, there's a little tear in it, still worth $100. You are very valuable to Jehovah. He loves you. He sees when you do things for him, and he treasures that. So when you meditate on that beautiful truth, you will find inner peace. Well, now we're going to interview a young brother who has pursued peace in the face of opposition at school. Brother Raheem Brown, how old are you and what grade are you in?
Well, I recently turned 14. I'm in grade 9 right now.
All right, so would you say that all your years of schooling have been smooth sailing?
Honestly, no, it has been rough over the years.
Okay, so we know you went to school back in Jamaica, and obviously you're in school here in Canada. Right. What were some of those difficult things you went through?
Well, mentioning that, two comes to mind. One, where I was in Jamaica, the teachers and principals would demand that we participate or take part in the singing of religious songs. Mm-hmm. And when I told them I was one of Jehovah's Witnesses and I won't do that, they would beat me.
Oh, that's really tough. So what was that second thing you mentioned?
The second one was actually when I was here going to school, one of my classmates came up to me and really put me on the spot by asking if I had a girlfriend and why not. And when I explained to him I was one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and from what I know personally, we don't date until we're old enough to get married. And I'm like, I'm only 14, man. Like, no way.
Yeah. For sure, I totally agree with that. So is it always easy to remain calm and handle these things peacefully?
Honestly, no. Sometimes I'd clench my fist out of anger, and my first inclination would be to lie just to get out of that situation. But I knew that if I did these things, Jehovah wouldn't be too happy with me.
Yeah, you're right. So then what sort of things did you do to pursue peace?
Well, I told my parents about it, and then I prayed to Jehovah to give me the strength to push through, and that enabled me to take the beat and walk away from it all. And for the girlfriend situation, I told him, look, this is what I believe in, and there's nothing you can do to change that.
That's very commendable. So has there been any positive outcomes from your efforts?
Yeah, sometimes. I noticed that my teacher respected me because no matter what they did, they couldn't break me. And for the girlfriend thing, not really. He's still bugging me about that one, but, you know.
Yeah, so how do you feel about the stand you've taken?
You know, I feel really great knowing that with Jehovah's help, I was able to stand firm for the truth, and it really gives me a clean conscience and peace of mind.
Yeah, we're very proud of you, Brother Brown. Thank you for your comments. So please turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Brother Brown touched on it, but this scripture also highlights the fifth area where you young ones need to pursue peace. That was Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. My son, do not forget my teaching, and may your heart observe my commandments, because they will add many days and years of life and peace to you. So above all else, who should you young ones pursue peace with? Well, that scripture gives us a pretty big hint. With our Heavenly Father, Jehovah. How can we do that? Verse 1, obey. What's the result? Verse 2, long-lasting peace. You know, sometimes we hear young ones who say, well, I'm just the kind of person who needs to learn the hard way. That's not true. If you learn that way, you will have regrets. You will have scars. So skip that headache. And give your youth, your energy, your time, obedience to Jehovah. You'll never regret that. So this leads us to our fifth review question. If you want to turn to the back of your programs and take a pen out. The fifth question was, in what area should you pursue peace as a young person? It's based on Psalm 34:14. The answer, five areas. In the family, at school, in the congregation with yourself and with Jehovah. Again, those five areas were in the family, at school, in the congregation with yourself and with Jehovah. So you dear young ones in our audience, we urge you to remember your grand creator in the days of your youth. He is the only one that can give you long-lasting peace.
Well, thank you, Brother Hine, and your participant for demonstrating how peace can be pursued.